Hello, welcome to today's Real Talk. I'm staff writer Sarah Saltos.
And I'm staff writer Tori Poliak.
And today we're talking about drinks.
Yeah, we're talking about like energy drinks and water and all different kinds of drinks that you can drink at Kroger.
It makes me mad that, oh my god, it makes me so mad when people say that like one water tastes better than another, because water just tastes like water.
Sarah is wrong here. There are different, I don't necessarily if I want to say flavors of water, but tastes. Water tastes different. Deer Park tastes like dirt. Dasani tastes like salt, and fridge water is elite.
I personally have never, ever tasted a difference in my waters. I will drink any water, and it literally just tastes the same to me. I don't care what anyone else says, because you're wrong. Except I do, okay, sometimes if a water's been just, like, sitting out or, like, in a hot car, it'll taste weird. I agree. But waters never come tasting like that. They always just taste like water. They taste like nothing.
Except water does taste like certain things, and it does also taste different when it's in different cups. For example, if it's in a glass cup, it tastes
like glass.
Slightly different. No, not like glass, but it does taste slightly different than if it's in a plastic water bottle or
that makes no
a
sense.
Metal water bottle or some different kind of vessel.
Okay, now that really does not make sense to me. Like, okay, I can
it
kind
might just
of understand
on, like the dirtiness of the cup.
So you're just saying some waters taste unclean.
Yeah, no, that's the main thing with Deer Park. It tastes unclean. I want clean tasting water.
I can understand that, but I don't think Deer Park tastes unclean. It just tastes like water.
It doesn't.
But like, I can kind
and
of...
And in the different vessels, it tastes different.
Vessels. I mean, I can kind of understand different temperatures. Like, in a Stanley, if it's really, like, ice cold, it'll taste like...
And the Stanleys keep
it'll
it
taste like water, but...
Did you hear about the thing where the girl's car exploded and her Stanley still had ice in it?
No. Oh my god.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't trust Stanleys. That's really scary. And they give you lead poisoning.
Only some of them.
No, I mean, if you drop it, apparently, it'll give you lead poisoning. Shout out to Mr. Gillis for telling me that.
I think Stanleys, they do keep your water cold. Colder than other metal water bottles, I feel like. Which is strange. I have a bunch of different kinds of insulated water bottles. Because my dad collects insulated water bottles.
Huh.
And so Stanleys keep it colder than like a Yeti or a Hydro Flask. So.
I don't understand the hype behind water bottles. Can we talk about that?
Yeah, I don't either. It started with Hydro Flasks when we were, like, 12.
Yeah, that was a long time ago. why are water bottles, like,
popular.
A part of popular culture?
Yeah.
It does not make sense to me. They're just places to store water.
It's true. It's strange that, like, a water bottle will signify what is popular and what's not popular.
It's very strange. I don't understand it. And I especially don't understand the hype around Stanleys, because they don't even fit in, like, a backpack, like, water bottle
holder. No, but they fit in
a
cup holder.
Do they?
They do.
With
that's
the handle?
That's why they're like this.
Yeah, but...
And the handle's above it.
The people using Stanleys, I guess, like, middle-aged women use them, so that makes sense. They can put it in their cars, but, like, high schoolers using Stanleys...
High schoolers
it's
can
not
put them
functional.
In their cars, too.
Okay, but the problem is, you have a Stanley... It's this huge thing with a handle. It doesn't fit in your backpack, so you have to hold it everywhere. And then you just place it on top of your desk, and the desk wobbles, and it falls to the ground, and boom, you get lead poisoning.
And it leaks also. But
yeah.
I will say, my mom just recently got a new purse, and this purse has a Stanley holder.
Whoa, okay.
I don't understand how it works, but you put it in, and the handle is like... held too, so it like fits with the handle.
That's
yeah,
I feel like
in her purse
they shouldn't change things to accommodate a Stanley. They should like change a Stanley to accommodate things.
Well, they have Stanleys without handles.
Yeah, but those aren't popular.
Yeah, they are.
Tons of people have them. I don't see them. I've never seen
them. I will say the handles are more effective, so a lot of people get it with handles.
And they're so expensive.
They are very expensive. But you also can get them, like, at Dick's Sporting Goods for cheaper.
Are you advertising that?
I don't know. But, yeah, if you get, like, a special color, it's more expensive. Or, like, can't you, like, resell them for a lot of money on, like, certain apps? Yeah,
that's really stupid.
I think reselling it for a lot of money is crazy.
Like, I don't know. Buying it in general is crazy. Why? I don't understand. That's why it makes me mad. Like, if you have this water bottle, like, it's kind of like a sign of popularity. Like, a sign of a high status. Because it's like, if you buy it, you have enough money to buy it. When you could just go to the dollar store and buy a normal water bottle that does the same exact thing.
Can you actually buy a water bottle from the dollar store?
Either you must be able to. And if not, go to Target. Get a normal water bottle. I have a normal water bottle.
But will the ice still be in the water bottle if your car explodes?
Okay, well, I hope your car doesn't explode regularly for that to be a problem. But another thing is, I don't like cold water. I like room temperature water.
I think that's going to be controversial, but I kind of agree.
How is that controversial?
A lot of people like ice cold water.
I don't get it. Ice kind of hurts my teeth. I have sensitive teeth.
That's fair. Yeah. But we came on here to talk about drinks in general. What other drinks do you like besides water?
My mind went blank all of a sudden.
I know that they're bad for you because they have a lot of caffeine, but Red Bulls are one of my favorite drinks right now. Specifically the yellow tropical edition.
Energy drinks are terrifying to me. Like Celsius, Monsters.
Yeah, sometimes it's scary the fact that something so...
Well, okay. I don't understand how people, like, at our school especially, we'll drink, like, 5 Celsius and just go about, like, normal. That doesn't make sense to me. How are you not already dying? Like,
yeah, sometimes I think that people that drink a lot of energy drinks are gonna, like, get a heart attack and die.
Yeah, probably.
Because that's a lot of caffeine.
Like, I feel like nobody takes it seriously. They are not good. Like, the girl from Panera Bread that died with, like, the charged lemonade.
Yeah.
That's a real
thing.
But
also, she had, like, heart issues, and she didn't know that it had caffeine in it, and she never drank any sort of caffeine.
So I will say, those are so good.
They are so good. Those are, like, I looked up the caffeine content, and it's 234 milligrams, which is equivalent to 4 shots of espresso.
Okay.
So they do have a lot more caffeine than, like, a normal energy drink.
I feel like that's going to be a serious problem in a few years.
Yeah,
for
definitely.
Our generation. Because everybody's just downing Red Bulls and Celsius and all these things.
Lots of coffee, too.
Oh, like Starbucks.
Starbucks. I work at Starbucks, so I understand how it goes. A lot of people come in daily and get, like, 5-6 shots of espresso in their drinks.
Yeah. Ooh.
Which is crazy to me. 5 or 6 shots of espresso is insane.
Like, people are upset. Like, caffeine is something that everyone's actually addicted to.
Yeah.
And nobody talks about that.
It's, like, it's a real, like, stimulant sort of drug. But it's not, like, something that's, like, regulated. Which I feel like is dangerous.
That is dangerous. Like, there's no way everyone's just okay. Like, everyone's gonna have serious health issues in a few years and it'll be like, how did this happen? Like, I don't know. I wonder. No, it's because he had, like, 15 coffees a day.
Yeah, and we're also getting into the era of trying to, like, be healthier.
That's true.
But at the same time, we're drinking all this caffeine, all this sugar in our drinks, we don't think about how much sugar is in, like, a Chick-fil-A sweet tea.
Yeah, that's the thing. But that's also, like, diet drinks and sugar-free drinks kind of scare me.
Yeah.
Because what are they made of?
Yeah.
I look at the ingredients and I'm like, wow, this tastes exactly like the real thing. What is in
it? It doesn't taste exactly like the real thing, but it still tastes sweet.
But
almost sweeter.
It scares me because I look at the ingredients. It's just a bunch of chemicals. It's just chemicals. I don't know.
Even though sugar is, like, like, it comes from, like, a sugarcane plant. Like, yeah. You know it's real.
Yeah.
But, like, that fake, like, Truvia stuff, what is that?
No, and these drinks, I just, it's, like, not anything anymore. Like, they're all colored, super bright. Like, Fanta, that's terrifying. And they're bubbly. Like, it's scary. It's just, like, I don't know what I'm putting into my body.
Yeah. But I'll there's also, like, yeah, honestly, water is probably the best option. And if you don't like drinking water, or certain waters taste gross to you, like me.
There's also, like, flavors that you can put in water.
Yeah, there's flavors. And one of my favorites is just, like, some lime juice in my water.
Ooh. I don't like that. I personally don't like anything in my water. But if you like to flavor your water, good for you.
Oh, wait. I will say, though, Mio's, those, like, squeeze things that you squeeze in your water bottle.
No.
Those are not good for you.
I don't like those. No. They don't taste good, either.
No. And have you seen that new, like, Circle water bottle?
Yeah.
That's, like, going
What's
around?
That called?
I think it's called Circle. And you put, like, one of those pods in it, and it, like, flavors your water.
I kind
of
want to try it, but I don't want one.
I kind of want to try it, too, but, like, I'm suspicious of it.
Me, too. I'm suspicious.
Like, I feel like it would be good, but also it's, like, what is in those, like, what's in those pots?
I don't understand how it works.
I think it, like, the top, like, smashes into, like, one of the pods and, like, makes it, like, open, and then the flavor kind of, like, leaks into your water.
I don't know.
And you can, like, twist it to get, like, more or less. I don't know. It feels weird.
I don't understand the hype around all these fancy different drinks and things. Like, what happened in just plain old water bottles?
I heard
plastic water.
My parents were telling me that a lot of kids, when they were our age or, like, younger in, like, elementary school, they wouldn't drink water very often. Because when they would get home from school, they would drink, like, juice and milk and a lot of, like...
I used to do that.
Yeah, but, like, they would do it up until, like, they were in high school, and their parents would do it, too, and when they'd go out, they'd get, like, a Coke or, like, some sort of soda.
Yeah.
And they don't really remember drinking water that much as a kid, and I think that it's strange because, like, in this day and age, like, everyone drinks water.
Well, at least that's a thing. More people are drinking water, but there are more things to drink.
Yeah, but here's the thing also, going back to the water bottles... The more popular culture of water bottles, the more people will drink water.
That's true. Maybe it's a good thing.
Maybe it is a good thing because, honestly, it'll, like, cancel out the caffeine. It'll cancel out the sugar because you're drinking more water.
I haven't thought about that. That's a good point, actually.
So maybe the popular culture of the Stanley Cups and the Hydro Flasks is worth it?
Maybe. I guess so.
Yeah.
Something to think about. Whoa. Mind blown.
Well, thank you for listening to our Real Talk. Make sure you check out the Prowler at smhsprowler.org, and make sure you check out our social medias on Instagram and Twitter at the same handle. Thank you.